Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. One more time, ReduceMyAC.com.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
And gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Busy, busy hour coming up. Joining us in just a little bit, George Harris, the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine. Really a phenomenal magazine. It's beautiful. The writing from conservative writers and op-ed people all across the country and here in Nevada. It's absolutely amazing. George Harris will join us coming up bottom of the hour. But I wanted to get to a friend of ours. We haven't talked to him in a while. He is Randy Sutton. He has 30-plus years on the job, former Metro police officer. And you've seen him on Fox. You've seen him all over the place. But he joins us from time to time. And I know a lot of us were a little disappointed. The final report of Metro Police, it took them 10 months to do this, and they still don't know why a shooter took 58 lives, injured 500 on 1 October. Joining us now is Randy Sutton, national spokesperson for Blue Lives Matter, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Randy, first of all, thanks for joining us. Have you seen much of this report?
I've seen a little bit of it. I've been following it pretty closely, and it doesn't surprise me one little bit. I didn't expect anything else. So I realize that it is, shall we say, not a satisfactory conclusion to this investigation. But it doesn't shock me. I foresaw this coming.
Did it do anything to head off at the pass a lot of the conspiracy theory stuff that's gone on? Multiple shooters. There were shooters down at New York, in the lobby of some of the other casinos. Did it shut off any of those conspiracy theories?
I think it did. I think it pretty much kiboshed that. It's the motivation is really what is the sticking point here. You know, people wanted to know why, and they didn't get that satisfaction. I think it's pretty clear why, actually, if you read between the lines. This guy, Paddock, is a loser. His wealth was diminishing rapidly. He had a personal life that was crummy. He was basically on a collision course with losing whatever finances he had. It diminished from 2 million to less than half a million, and I think that this was his going out in a blaze of glory, basically. So the guy was an unremarkable human being. He was a nothing. He was a nobody. And he became a somebody because of his evil, murderous rampage.
Let me ask you, though. A lot of people have said there is no way that one person, this person, could have coordinated everything, all of the weaponry, the ammo, exactly the right suite on that 32nd floor. He had to have help. Do you think he had help?
No, I don't. I think if there had been other people involved in it, the exhaustive investigation that was done both by the FBI and by Metro, I think it would have uncovered something. I don't think that he had help. At least I don't think he had witting help. Let me put it that way. From the surveillance videos, you see the guy very calculatingly bringing bags of weapons up there all at different times, using different people, and he was savvy enough to use his high roller status to get a little extra assistance, using the service elevators and such. He knew how to play the game, but I don't think there's any indication that there was anybody else involved with this.
Let me just ask you, there will be thousands probably of suits that are brought, billions of dollars on the line. Anything that you saw in this report that would be helpful to plaintiffs' attorneys?
This is an interesting subject. I am so disgusted with what the MGM did in regarding their handling of this situation, as far as filing lawsuits against the estates and against the people who were injured. I find that just despicable. That's their conduct. Whoever made that decision needs to be horsewhipped. It certainly didn't do their brand any good. I mean, people are calling for boycotting. I don't blame them. But I got to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think that they have any culpability regarding, who could possibly foresee that this would have taken place? Nobody could. Do I think that they're culpable of any type of malfeasance or doing something that could have prevented? I don't see it. I honestly don't. I hate the way they're handling it. I think it's heavy-handed. This litigation is going to go on for years. They're not going to be successful in claiming that they're not suable, and they're going to wind up paying. But honestly, when I look at it, do I see culpability on them? I just don't see it.
I want to ask you. You've done, I don't know, in 30-plus years of law enforcement work, I'll bet you've done hundreds, maybe thousands of, quote, investigations. Are there investigations on really complex cases where you never get the why, especially when you have a dead perp? Are there investigations where you just have to be satisfied with, well, here's what we know, but we're never really going to know why?
Yes, that does happen. I mean, usually... especially with murder suicides, there's a pretty clear cut motivation for doing that. It's relationship based. It's based on alcohol or drugs or both, and the motivation is fairly clear cut. But unsolved homicides. Because I take it you're talking about homicide now, correct?
Yeah, or any kind of investigation where the perp is dead and you never really know motive or anything like that.
If the perp is dead, there's still usually a pretty clear-cut reason for the crime. But does it sometimes baffle law enforcement? Occasionally. I would have to say it's pretty rare, unless you're talking about unsolved homicides. But when you're tying it to an individual who has committed a murder and then is either killed by police or suicide, it's rare that you don't know the motivation.
So is it more frustrating in a case like this? You've got the perp, you've got, you know, his computer records, you've got his phone records, you got everything, and then Joe Lombardo says we don't have a why yet.
Yeah, no. I've been saying almost as long as I've been following this case that this guy's last screw you to us is you'll never know why I did it. And I think that he got exactly what he wanted. I think he meticulously planned this, and he knew that the world would be watching, and this would be his last hurrah, basically. And he's leaving us with a heavy heart and empty hands.
And the people I feel for especially are the 58 people who lost their lives, the 500 who were injured, and thankfully are still alive. They're never going to know why this, and I'll bet you that haunts all of those people. I mean, of the 22,000 that were there.
Absolutely. Listen, the people who were victimized by a monster like this, they're psychologically damaged. Can they get through it? Yeah. Is there treatment for it? Yes. Their life has been altered, though, altered demonstrably. And you're talking about not only those who have been shot and injured, but the families, exponentially. So say we have 500 people who are physically damaged by this. Well, you can multiply that by about tenfold with the others who care about them and how their lives have been affected. So this is, there is no way you can minimize the damage that this punk did. And that's what he is, man. He's a punk. Anybody that opens fire, killing innocent people from a elevated position, he's animal is too good a word. He's a worthless punk, and I'm glad he's dead. I just wish he had spent a lot of time in prison first.
Randy Sutton joining us, national spokesperson for Blue Lives Matter, joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Is there anything in this report, this final report from Metro, that says what we, society, what the hotel, Mandalay Bay, could have done differently to prevent this? Is there any, what can we do next time that makes sure this doesn't happen? Any recommendations?
Hate to tell you this, Kevin. Nothing. This could happen again tomorrow. You're only deluding yourself if you think it can't. There's nothing that forecast a lone individual making a decision to do what this guy did. Can you target Harden? Yes, but let's face it, man. You're not gonna. None of these hotels or public venues have the capability or the willingness to search everybody's bag that's coming into their hotels. He could. Somebody can just do damage with a single handgun, let alone bringing in tons of weapons. But you can do your very best. But if an individual is committed to killing and mass killing, I'm sorry, but we live in a society that we're not a military occupation. And people want their freedom, and this could happen again tomorrow.
Randy, I want to ask you, the RJ got tons of video, like the cop video of what happened 1 October. Some of it was absolutely breathtaking. Some of it, though, left us with some questions. For instance, there was video of a bunch of first responders who were on the 31st floor, directly below the shooting, and stayed there.
Yeah, and that's that to me, that's inexplicable. When I say inexplicable, I also mean unforgivable. I understand the realities of police combat more so than you might imagine. I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen my.
You've been
a
part of it.
You react.
You've been a part of these things.
Yes, I have. And the fact that and I read the officer's report by the officer who failed to act, and it was pretty stunning. Quite honestly, you know, when you face that the sound of the gunfire as a law enforcement officer. No one expects you to sacrifice your life needlessly, but the people who count on you, count on bravery, count on running towards the sound of the gunfire, not hiding in a stairwell and praying to God about it. There's a time for action. There's a time for risk. I know I can tell you that I've heard from hundreds of law enforcement officers, both in Metro and around the country, who watched that video footage and saw that report and said, I wish that I had been in that officer's position. I wish that I had had the option to confront and take action. And that's the vast majority of law enforcement officers.
So when you watched body cam video, dash cam video, and in particular the stuff that was going on outside in the Harvest Festival grounds, and you saw cops helping people, some that were shot, to safety as gunfire was ringing around them, what did you think of that? Because that to me was the very best of policing, what I saw there versus what I saw on the 31st floor, which left me a little underwhelmed.
That's a nice way to put
disappointed.
It.
Underwhelmed. Disappointed, yeah, okay. Let's say.
No, I tell you that the bravery and the competence shown by the police response was amazingly good. The vast, in fact, I would have to tell you that there was so much skill in under the most extreme conditions, and bravery shown by Metro Police and also by fire department and medical personnel and just plain citizens. There's literally thousands of stories that will never be told about the amazing conduct of these people. I couldn't be prouder than to be an individual who served in the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department on most of the conduct that I saw.
Yeah.
I'm not just underwhelmed or disappointed in that one. In that one debacle, I'm just sick about it.
Yeah. Randy, we're running short on time. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Facebook. I do a lot of my commenting and posting. Randy Sutton, Public Figure. My new book just came out, The Power of Legacy. It's available on Amazon and written Kindle audio, and my website is randysuttonspeaks.com.
I love it. Randy, thanks, my friend. We'll talk soon, okay?
You got it, Kevin. Thanks.
There you go. Randy Sutton joining us. 30-plus years on the job. Metro. I love this guy. Stick around. More to do. We're going to talk with George Harris. Yeah, I'm so excited. Liberty Watch Magazine. Their endorsement issue goes out in a couple of days. We'll talk about that and more live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. We're going to have some fun. Stick around. More to do. Live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
State of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Great to have you with us wherever you may be listening. Great radio stations like KELY in Ely at 12:30 a.m. Battle Mountain, Hawthorne, Pahrump, and of course in the Coachella Valley. And don't forget, 1400 AM in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Guess who's here? I'm so excited. From Liberty Watch Magazine, my friend and a guy that has been a kingmaker, and he's going to continue to be a kingmaker. He cares very deeply about our community and our state. He is George Harris, and he joins us now. Good morning, George.
Kevin, thanks for having me. Man, it's always nice to come hang out with you.
We just have fun.
Well, like-minded people have a lot of fun together.
No, but there are things we disagree on, and we disagree civilly. And let me bring up one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Many people all across the state are wrestling on whether to vote for Dean Heller. What do you think?
I think that if they want to put a Democrat into the U.S. Senate, then they should vote for Dean Heller.
So there's one way. See, my deal is the idea of Senator Jackie Rosen.
It doesn't matter. Look, first of
all,
it's
like Hillary versus Trump.
I don't listen. That's such nonsense. Let's talk about conservatism, and let's talk about what we have to do to really make stuff work. Okay, Dean has been an absolute never Trumper the entire time he's been there. And the second he gets reelected, he's going to become a never-Trumper again. And the Trump people, you all better wake up and understand that. And if one more of my friends tells me, oh, I'm just going to hold my nose and vote for him because he's better than a Democrat. So it's like I got beat up by like eight of my friends. We were all having dinner, and they go, George, you know, the primary's over. Mike Roberson, he is our candidate for lieutenant governor. I can't stand the guy, but I'm going to hold my nose so the Democrats. Okay, you're going to hold your nose. You're going to help him get elected. He has proven that he has raised taxes. He gave driver's licenses to non-citizens. He's done this guy is a big, he's no hero. He's a zero. And guess what happens if you elect him? You have a guy who is aligned with the Democrat Party. If you go, and don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. Go do your own research. Go look on the Secretary of State's website. Pull up the CNE reports. Look at who he's getting his money from. Most of his money comes from liberal trial lawyers. So you know where his mindset is. And then guess what you're going to do? You're going to let the fox in the hen house. Because if the Democrat gets elected, they're never going to be able to come into the caucus meetings for the Republicans. But Roberson will just walk into the caucus meetings and then go back out and report everything that we're talking about doing.
Now, that runs contrary to other people that I've talked to across the community who say the idea of Senator Jackie Rosen is just, it would be like thinking of President Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Well,
and that it's just unthinkable. We can't allow that to happen. Now, I want to ask you, you're a business guy.
Mm-hmm.
You got a thriving magazine, Liberty Watch.
Mm-hmm.
You have other business interests. Does it hurt? Do views like this hurt you? Do you have some of your friends, some of your business associates that suddenly say, hey, I'm not going to deal with you anymore?
Yeah, but I don't care. That's just not. I've had people threatening my friend. Look, I had to send out a letter because it really has hurt the magazine, where three left-wing, far-left liberal groups have contacted every one of my advertisers and threatened to never use them again. Never. Now, some of these guys, I'm not going to mention who, have told them, oh, my God, I'm frightened out of my mind. But they're still advertising. Or what they've done is we've pulled their ad and they still give me money to help with the magazine. See, that's what's sad about this. But I want to go back and finish the Dean Heller thing. One, we are not going to lose the U.S. Senate. In fact, we're probably going to gain 2 to 4 seats, one or two in the Midwest and the rest back east. Dean Heller, if he loses, it's not going to hurt us. But here's the question. When are we going to put chlorine in the gene pool and clean it up? Are we just going to, have we come to the point where we're just accepting that these, because look, let me tell you some of the things. When Dean started, I've known Dean for years. Dean was a good, rock solid guy, but then he got something that happens to all politicians. He got power. And these guys don't want to lose their power ever. And they don't care about the voter. They care about their power. They will do and say anything to keep their power. That's why Dean Heller has wrapped himself around Donald. Dean Heller hates Donald Trump. I've personally been told from him what he thinks of Donald Trump. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. I'm astonished by it. So yeah, if you want to hold your nose and go vote for these guys that have done everything they can to destroy your belief system, then you do that. But you're better off sitting at home, not voting for them, and whatever happens, let the chips lay down. Because guess what? Let's say she does get elected. She's only going to be there 6 years. And, you know,
6 years is a long time. It's a lot of bad stuff you can do in six years.
No, she's going to be in the minority. Let me tell you something about being in the minority. Nothing. You get nothing. When you're in the minority, you get, you know what? They pat you on the head. What do you think's happening up here? Look, there's a lot of problems within the Republican Party here. Let me tell you something. The Democrats, Kevin, the Democrats outnumber us by such a disgusting number, and they've gerrymandered the district so bad. Let me tell you how sad this is. And this is Mike Roberson, everybody. Listen up, my friends. Mike Roberson was asked to do reapportionment when he was the leader of the Senate, and we had control of the assembly, and we had the governor. And he came back and told people, oh, well, the governor doesn't want the controversy. Excuse me? You have all three branches of government, and you could have done reapportionment and you didn't? That these districts are so gerrymandered, there's not been one vote cast, Kevin, not one. Today is August 8th. Not one vote's been cast, and the Democrats control the assembly. And they're probably going to end up with a veto-proof majority. And if we don't, all we got to do is lose two seats in the Senate, and they have a veto-proof majority in the Senate.
Scary thought. The voice you're hearing, that of George Harris, the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine. By the way, a lot of people have asked me, is it just a subscription thing? Is it on newsstands everywhere? What's the deal?
It's not on newsstands. It's actually not a subscription thing, believe it or not. I know.
I get it. I get it.
Because listen, Liberty Watch is sent out to people who we believe are like-minded. And then once a quarter, we ask those people, do you like this? And if you do, would you sponsor it? And the reason we don't do subscriptions is because technology has changed so much. Look, I'm the only guy, I think, on the West Coast that's actually printing a political magazine. But I don't want that to end because I like going through and smelling the ink and flipping the pages. But the problem is that it's not cost effective, and it costs a lot of money to produce a magazine.
I want to quote from your letter. Dear Liberty Watch reader, we need your help! ! We are under attack from liberal groups and the liberal media. They're doing everything in their power to stop us from providing you with a conservative message. I never believed America would become a place where the values of the Founding Fathers would be ridiculed and censored. However, that is what our country has become. Free speech, free markets, property rights, and low taxes have become, quote, triggers, unquote, for leftist anxiety. Their anxiety has manifested in hatred of the ideas this country was built upon. Now, I want to ask you, this comes in the face of Alex Jones being kicked off Facebook and a whole bunch of other platforms. There seems to be a desire on the left that if you don't agree with conservative message, just silence them.
Well, that
is that what we're headed for when they try and silence you, when they try and silence me,
right?
When they come to my sponsors,
they're doing your
sponsors.
But here's the problem. Guess who some of their allies are? The Trojan horse, Mike Roberson, Dean Heller. These Trojan horses are their allies because these guys don't want. Do you think that Roberson and Heller want me talking on your radio show telling the truth about them? And all I'm doing is telling the truth. Don't take what I say. Don't believe me. Get on your computer and go to the Nevada Secretary of State's office, pull up the CNE reports, okay, which is
CNE is
campaigns and expenditure reports. It tells you every dime a politician receives from someone. Okay? Go do that. Listen, we're waiting with bated breath for the 990 form. That's a form that nonprofits have to send in. We're waiting for the 990 form for the Nevada Independent because that knucklehead nitwit, okay, which is a startup company. So they just started.
That's John Ralston.
I don't like to use
the little
guy's
man.
Name.
The little man.
You know, he's a little. But let me tell you, we call him Little Lord Johnny. Okay.
Oh, God.
People in his own little world have reported to me, and I don't know if it's true. We won't know if it's true until the 990 comes out, that he pays himself a six-figure salary on a startup company. Now, do you think his donors knew that was coming down the pike when they forked over money?
Six figures, really?
That's what a few... See, the problem... Let me tell you the greatness about when people say, oh, people hate you. Oh, you're this and that. Everybody calls me. Hotel guys call me every day. Guys who run big companies call me. They call me every day, Kevin. You know? And they would... I wouldn't talk to George Harris. Oh, really? Well, you had dinner with me last week, and you needed to know something, and you want, you know, what's Donald Trump doing with this tariff on steel? What's he doing? He's trying to balance out. He's trying to tell everybody, look, there's going to be short-term pain, Kevin. There will be short-term pain. But if you look at it, don't hold your nose. He opened up a window, and he saw, oh, my God, these guys are screwing us. I mean, you know, look at Canada. Canada's been making hundreds of billions of dollars off us over the last 25 years because we've just allowed them to just plummet us into the ground.
Well, and now you're seeing even the EU, the head of the EU, saying we are going to work towards zero tariffs. So they're coming around to our position, which there should never have to be any tariffs.
There shouldn't be. Look, we should be trading back and forth. You shouldn't be taxed because trading back and forth creates jobs. It allows people, you know, I laugh about this because this all started, it actually started when we were in a back room. Yeah, not a back room, a cigar-filled back room. We were in the back room.
Can't do that anymore.
Waiting for Donald to go up and give a speech at the South Point. And there's four of us, he and I are talking, there's four of us. And someone brings up about the military and why the EU and all these people aren't paying their fair share. And he goes, well, if I get elected, we'll look into that. You know, and it was like a total, but then he looked into it and he said, what? We're paying the freight for everybody. Now you see, he goes up and embarrasses the crap out of everybody. And the left goes, I cannot believe he talked to the people. Oh my God, what did he say? And now all of a sudden they're all coming up with the money they owe. Ho, ho. Isn't that amazing?
I love it. George Harris, the magazine is Liberty Watch. If you believe, as I do and so many other conservatives in this state and around the country who may be listening, this is a magnificent piece of work. It's called Liberty Watch Magazine. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. Also, I'm going to find out what he thinks because everybody comes up to me and says, what do you think of three? What do you think of, restructuring the grid? What do you and I'm not very technically inclined, so I'm going to see what George Harris thinks. We'll get to yes on three, no on three. That is coming up next, live and local, now.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meow Wanna now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwanna.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwanna.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your statewide radio program of record. We're the only one of its kind. It's called Live and Local Now, and we are on every day, 9 till noon. And in Southern Nevada, on our flagship, we're on 7 days a week, believe it or not. And we absolutely love it. Kevin Wall with you. George Harris, Liberty Watch Magazine. It's an amazing. It's visually really cool looking. I mean, you must spend a lot of money on layout and, you know, four color, five color, whatever it is. It is visually very, very attractive. George Harris joining us. This is an amazing piece of work that you guys do every month.
It's tough too, you know, and it's expensive, and it's worth it's the labor of love, and it provides a mess. Look, I just want to provide a view that's not nonsensical, that tells people, look, I want everybody to make their own decisions. But I'm tired of people being manipulated by pollsters. That's why, Kevin, if you can give me a little free thing, I'd like all of our friends out in Radio Land. If a pollster calls you and he asks you who you're voting for, tell him the other person. Screw the poll, because it's psychological warfare is what it is. And these pollsters are very good, and they basically form a message through polling. And then they go on TV and it looks, hey, you know what? This is reasonable. And then people who would normally never vote for that person end up voting for that person. And why? Because everybody's busy in their daily lives and they don't have time to go to the Nevada Secretary of State website and look up Mike Roberson's campaign and expenditures form and to see, A, who Mike's getting money from, And then look at the expenditure side. Look at who he's paying. There's a lot of liberal Democrats he's paying.
I'm willing to bet that you show up at a lot of the same events that Michael Roberson shows up at.
And I call him Tax Hike Mike right to his face. He's an embarrassment to the state of Nevada.
Are you guys civil to each other? Do you even talk to each other?
Oh, I'm not. It's not about civility. It would be like you and I having a dinner at your home with 20 people and come through the door and all the kids are in the other room and a pedophile comes through the door and thinks he's going to walk past you and I. That's never going to happen in a million years. Why would I? Certainly, I point out when I'm at the table.
By the way, just for those that may have just joined us or you may have come in mid-sentence, you're not comparing Michael Roberson to a pedophile.
No, I never said that.
Okay.
I said if we were having a dinner and kids were in the other room.
Just want to be sure everybody understood.
Everybody, look, listen, I would he is one step below a used car salesman, and that's it. I mean, the guy is a liar. He is not a Republican, and Republicans need to know that. And no, I don't sit and scream and yell. I'm not a left-wing nutcase. But we were in an event in Sun City, and there was a group of people, and Mike came in, and I was around like 30 people, and I laughed, and they said, "What's funny?" I said, "Well, that clown over there, that's Mike Roberson. And this is the guy who gave you the largest tax increase in Nevada state history." And now, when the Democrat, and they will win, I hate to give everybody this bad news, but the D's, not nationally, but the blue wave will be in Nevada. That's why we're the swing state. And they're going to have control of the Senate, and they're going to have control of the Assembly, and there's a strong possibility they have control of the governorship. And that commerce tax, that fail-safe number of, oh, we're not...
$4 million
is going to go down to $500,000, and they're going to raise all the fees 10 or 12%. So you have one guy to thank, and that's Mike Roberson, because he's out there protecting the Republicans.
Okay, coming up. It's okay. And as far as question three, if the election were held today, you would vote yes or no on three?
I'm still studying question three, but I will tell you what makes me disgusted, and it bastardizes the Constitution. Whenever you put question three, shouldn't be a constitutional question. It was just like when they put minimum wage into the Constitution. What happens is when you bastardize the Constitution, you allow the Supreme Court, which in most cases pretty liberal, they become activist judges, and then they take a document that is so well, you know, look, there's a Constitution. It's in the Constitution that government employees can't serve in the legislature, but there is an attorney general opinion, unfortunately by a Republican, Bob List, that allows them to serve.
Yeah.
And because the Supreme Court agreed with it. But now you have a lot of people who are government employees serving in the legislature. So every time there's something to do with the retirement system or raises, they're voting on their own stuff. And they're not disclosing it.
Okay. I've only got a minute. You've got the endorsement issue coming out, but how do people find it? Can people find it? Can't people just find
this? www.libertywatchmagazine.com.
I love it. I love it. George Holmes is good.
And if you want the hard copy, you can email me at george@libertywatchmagazine.com. And we only got a minute left, but it's, you know what? This is too long. We need to do this for 2 hours.
I know.
So good to talk to you. It's so good to be here.
We'll do it again, okay?
And I appreciate
it. I know you travel, but we got to get you back in. That's George Harris, the publisher of Liberty Watch Magazine. Go to the website. Check it out. That's going to do it for us. We are to the end of the program. Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, will you please? Live and local now. Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.